This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More Denver immigrants who don't have a lawyer could be deported because of a budget shortfall in a city legal aid fund. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
People in immigration court do not get access to court-appointed lawyers, so hundreds of Denver residents already face a judge without representation. And the city has decreased its donation to the fund that helps Denverites apply for legal residence. The Denver Post reports the COVID-19 pandemic has also resulted in a drop of private donations to the legal aid fund. Its 2020 budget is down by 35%. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
State public health officials are warning residents to watch out for potentially toxic algae in lakes around Colorado. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
Testing has found toxic algae in several popular locations, like Prospect Lake in Colorado Springs and Cherry Creek Reservoir in Aurora. Warm, slow-moving bodies of water are more likely to carry the algae, which officials say may resemble thick pea soup or spilled paint on the water's surface. People who may have come into contact with it may experience symptoms like skin rash, upset stomach, and fever, and should contact poison control as soon as possible. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
Westminster Public Schools opened with in-person learning today, but families also have the option of attending the district's online school. Many of the state's largest districts open with remote or partially remote plans next week, including Denver and Jefferson County. You're listening to CPR News.